eens zwart. Want die pijn is in jouw hart. Jij is mooi, niet zoals jij is. Niet zoals jij is.
Hannah Walsh, Verf Yourself, and before that, Just Ginger with A Wonderful World, and Hasbian, You're In Love With A Psycho. I'm talking about Ferfing Yourself when I get behind a paintbrush. That's normally what happens. It's 8 o'clock. It is news time. In your top stories, the Portfolio Committee on Police wants an inquiry into gang-related violence. Maimani calls on members of parliament not to fail South Africans, and the cold and wet weather will continue today. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police has called for an inquiry into gang-related crime and violence in the country. The committee says this inquiry is necessary to address the scourge of crime. The inquiry will investigate causes of gang violence and related crimes like money laundering, dealing in drugs and extortion. It will target gang kingpins. The committee is finalising its programme for the inquiry. Bold One South Africa's leader, Musi Maimane, has called on members of parliament not to fail South Africans. Members of parliament held a debate yesterday. Maimane reminded the House that South Africans expect services that include the delivery of water, economic growth and quality education. Maimane says South Africa will only be free when everyone prospers. Vusumzi Cat Matlala will appear in the Johannesburg High Court today. Matlala and four others face charges of orchestrating the failed assassinations of his ex-girlfriend, a businessman and a music producer. His defense team alleges that the prosecutors in the case are intentionally withholding evidence. Matlala's wife is also among the accused in the case. The wet, windy and cold weather will continue in parts of the country today. According to the South African Weather Service, snowfalls are expected in the Eastern Cape today, while disruptive rain will continue in the Western Cape. The bad weather claimed its first victim in the Western Cape yesterday when an employee of the Provincial Department of Social Development died in an accident. The 37-year-old woman died when a tree fell on her car in Knysna. Members of the public are urged to drive with caution and remain safe in affected areas. Just Money Operations Manager Peter Wasserfall says it is important for consumers to build a shock absorber emergency fund. Wasserfall was speaking during an interview. He explains that savings should be a fixed expense that household budgets for every month. Wasserfall says emergency funds should only be used when an unexpected expense or income disruption occurs. And moving now to international news, Israel says it has carried out attacks that targeted a commander of Hezbollah in Lebanon. The attack was the first to hit Beirut after the ceasefire agreement last month. The Jewish state says it targeted Hezbollah operatives who harmed its soldiers. Israel has carried out several attacks in Lebanon this year, claiming that it is targeting Hezbollah military groups. And looking at financials, gold was selling at $4,695.26 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $101.86, a US dollar R16.37, the British pound R22.27, and the euro R19.25. A Bitcoin $80,865.51. And that's all for this bulletin. Also wrapping the Thursday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Join us again tomorrow morning, bright and early for Friday. And hopefully it'll be a sunnier kind of a day tomorrow than it has been. But do take care. Watch out for strong winds and expecting rain as well. If you're going inland, crossing the mountain passes, expect a little bit of snow. In fact, expect quite a lot of snow. Do drive carefully and we'll chat again tomorrow. Bye.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.
This is it.